Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? Ben Razzi here for Odd Chopper, ready to break down all things Preakness Stakes, the second leg of the Triple Crown that is non-existent because Rich Strike has chosen not to race. We had a wild Kentucky Derby for everyone that tuned in and watched the video. I can't take the victory lap because Epicenter did not win, even though to me it was pretty clear that he was the best horse, and he is here to try and right that wrong. Rich Strike, the 80-1 shot, who wasn't even in the race until Saturday, took it down, but he has decided to wait for the Belmont Stakes. So we have 9 horses to break down and a lot of potential to make some money here, and I'm going to dig into the horses that we need to talk about, starting with the heavy favorite in Epicenter. We all saw the race for the Kentucky Derby. This is a horse that needs to be talked about. Right now, he sits at 6-5, so he might go off around even money in the betting markets. It's hard to say that that's not warranted, but at the same time, I do think we may have to look to try to beat him. He's extremely consistent. Everything checks out. There's nothing that I can really push back on. He's the rightful favorite, and he is going to be the rightful favorite when this race breaks. But at 6-5, this is a horse that we'll be using, but I'm not going to say that is where I'm going to be putting my money. But we got to talk about him. Steve Asmussen, Joel Rosario, again, runner up in the Kentucky Derby, the horse to beat nonetheless. Now, before I give my pick, the horse that I am going to be betting to win this, I want to tell you the easiest way to make some money on Preakness Stakes Day, and it's with our friends at TVG. They are running a promo. If you sign up using the link in this description, you're going to get that risk-free bet up to $200 on your first single horse win-type wager. So what does that mean? They're going to give you the $200 upon deposit. You're going to be able to take that free shot, boost the bankroll, and if you hit that winner, it could be a big-time payout. Now, where you go with that is up to you. Where I would go with that is the horse that I am picking to win the Preakness Stakes, the Kentucky Oaks winner, which means it's a female horse, Secret Oath. And this is a horse that I had in the Kentucky Oaks. She is running against the boys here, Dwayne Lucas, Luis Saez, sitting at 9-2 on the morning line. So I have a feeling that'll drift a little bit. Not going to catch Epicenter. There's no way in terms of the betting markets. But this is one of the favorites, and this filly is just absolutely fantastic, extremely consistent. This is not her first go around against the boys. She ran in the Arkansas Derby. Horrible trip. Still hit the board, came in third. We saw her at the Kentucky Oaks, just absolutely dominant. This is a horse that should be stalking the pace. I feel really good. And again, everything with betting, whether we're talking about sports betting or horse racing, it's about the price. And if you're going to tell me I'm getting north of 4-1 on Secret Oath, that is where I'm looking to put my money. I think Epicenter is the better horse, but for 4-1 versus about 1-1, this is where I want to go. We've seen this before. Swiss Skydiver just a couple years ago beat the boys in the Preakness. Phillies can win this race. There's no doubt about it. I think Secret Oath has that opportunity. Now we've got to find a potential long shot. It wouldn't be a race. And after Rich Strike, we have to look at some of these guys down the board. Now with only 9 horses, we're not going to see the 100-1 shots. And realistically, I truly don't think the real bottom of the board has any shot, but let's take a look at the 2-horse Creative Minister sitting 10-1 right now. I think they could be double digits upon post time. Brian Hernandez aboard. And the interesting thing about this horse, 2-for-3 lifetime, 2 wins and 3 starts, 0 stakes appearances. What does that mean? Hasn't run in any of the top end races. So it's an unknown. Maybe this horse is beating up on lesser competition. maybe this horse is that good and they're going to take the big step forward here at Pimlico. We are going to find out on Saturday. If you're looking for that price horse, if you say, I don't want to take Epicenter, I don't want to take the filly, I'm looking for more bang for my buck, Creative Minister, I think that is the one horse we truly don't know about. When you've only had three starts, when you've won two of them with really impressive speed figures in the last race, you are either extremely undervalued or you're beating up on lesser competition. We're going to find out on Saturday, but I'm willing to pay for that potentially in my exotics. So to round it out, to sum it up, what am I doing with my betting card? I'm going to put Secret Oath on top. I think that's a very good win price. Then for the exactas, you can put Epicenter in there. I don't mind that at all. And then you've got Creative Minister as that long shot, that money maker. You can exacta box all three. You'll have a lot of combinations there, or you can put Secret Oath on top. Then you use Epicenter. Then you use Creative Minister. You have two chances for big time payouts. Hit me in the comments though. We want to hear, is anyone going with any of the massive long shots? Who is the horse to beat in the Preakness? Are you going with Epicenter? Are you going with the filly and Secret Oath? Or are you going elsewhere? And for me, for Odd Chopper, for everyone here, thanks to TVG for powering the VOD. Go sign up there, take the $200 and take your shot into a potential big store. And stay tuned for even more racing. Belmont Stakes only a couple weeks away. We will absolutely be talking Rich Strike and whoever wins the Preakness in what should be a very interesting race. Good luck. Enjoy the Preakness Stakes. And we'll talk to you soon.